Taiwan Special, Episode 3. I'm going to make this short because I'm already 10 minutes long in the week. Vietnam, China, India. Okay. There's this idea out there that China is this great big force. China is this very large country, and their rise to dominate the universe is inevitable. And that the best thing to do is let them have whatever they want. Because they're big and they're coming, and that's the end of it. And then there's other people. They're big, they're coming, that's going to be the end of it. I got to get guns and food rations and be ready for it. Okay. Okay. What I'm going to tell you today is China's not as big and bad as the world tends to think they are. Did you know? Two things. India has the same population as China. They're just as big. Did you know that? Uh-huh. Okay. As part of that, still first point, as part of that, India does not have 30 million men more than women like China does. Mm-hmm. Did you know that? Yeah, India doesn't crush its own people. It has the caste system to create the systemic poverty to do that in India. But that's another discussion, and I will not get into that. India's government does not crush its people into subjection like Beijing's government does with China. Okay. India is equal in size, and they have a population that's about equal with men and women as far as the numbers go, and that's a kind of a semi-happy society, not a beat-down society like China. Okay. Second thing, China's economy is based in making stuff that other people designed. Either other people are paying China to make it and giving them the designs, or China is stealing slash copying whatever the other copycat, other designs. China manufactures stuff other people designed. They might piece together different designs, like a Frankenstein man, and then call it innovation or, you know, some rot gut like that. India is not copying the world and calling it innovation. India owns, an Indian company, owns Land Rover and Jaguar. And they're running them well. They're doing good management with them. Wow. India is managing enterprise and making a killing off of it, bringing in new money from what used to be Western company stuff, managing it well, doing real innovation. Now, I'm not saying that they know everything. You know, a lot of the cologne we get, probably made in India. I just was talking to a guy, Hugo Boss, for example, could decide that they don't like their perfume supplier, their cologne supplier. They could take their cologne, just a bottle, to any cologne, fragrance, essential oil, whatever company in India. Say, here, take this. They have this big, complicated, hyper-expensive... No, hyper is for sonic, right? Hypersonic. Ultra expensive computer will hyper smell the cologne and give some USS Enterprise D or no, USS Enterprise E, the one in the Star Trek movies. I did not get Star Wars and Star Trek computer. And you give the hyper analysis about what essential oils are inside that cologne and then copy it for Hugo Boss. Hugo Boss, we want to copy our cologne. Here's a bottle. Have your computer sniff it and then give you a recipe and make the same thing. And they can do that. And it's less money and probably done better. Yeah. That's not exactly copying. That's like good service. That's raw materials and natural resources. So India's on the rise, and they hate China. They despise it. India has a lot in common with America. Former British colony. China is not the biggest and baddest. That's my point. Now, Vietnam. Oh, my goodness. Vietnam is on the rise. It's the new thing. You want to buy real estate, invest in something? Vietnam. It's got lots of problems. It's very messed up. There's a lot of corruption. Okay, that's everywhere. But it's improving. That's the question. People tell me Linux is never going to be good. Why? Because it's small, but it grows every year and Microsoft shrinks every year. No. The one that's growing will never be big. And the one that's shrinking will never be small because it's small today and big today. And so it's only today that matters. Right. Okay. Well, anyhow, maybe you believe that small growing things can never be big and that big shrinking things can never become small. Maybe you think Rome still runs the world. But if you don't, if you believe that small growing things will eventually be big and that big shrinking things will eventually become small, then you know that Vietnam will be big. Okay. So the Vietnamese hate, I think I've been over this. The Vietnamese hate the Chinese. China has been trying to do to Vietnam what they do to Xinjiang, you know, re-educate them. If you don't praise Xi Jinping, then they'll send you to the hospital and harvest your organs, kill you, and sell your stomach and stuff. And, you know, which is fine. Because, I mean, if you don't love Xi Jinping, then, you know, you don't deserve your life and your stomach anyway. So they wouldn't sell your brain because your brain's stupid because you don't love Xi Jinping. You know, that's how China thinks anyway. They've been trying to do that to Vietnam for 2,000 years. And this is an interesting factoid. Confucianism is what makes China's every single brain hang up, every single brain malfunction of Chinese communist thinking is actually Confucian thinking. The problems in Taiwan I described yesterday, it goes back to Confucius. Dogma to the teacher, to the leader, to the boss, and to the family. Dogma to the teacher, dogma to the boss, and dogma to the family. It's not religious dogma. It's do not think. If you have an original idea, they teach you in school. That is rebellion and bad to have an original idea. The best way to have new ideas is to never think anything and to only follow what your old grandparents tell you. They say it in school that way and the parents clap. Yes, that's Confucianism. And so the older brother is older than you, and you must obey him. And that's part of why they love to wear uniforms, because they've been brainwashed to think that they have to be like everybody else, and that's cool. Friends will go out and buy the same jacket to form a club. What's it a club about? It's a same jacket club. And that's it. They do this. Now, more and more, they're learning to be unique, thanks to the Marvel comic universe and the Marvel movies, and stuff, because that's having a positive influence on Taiwan, breaking them away from this. But that same Confucianism was in Vietnam, and it makes problems in Vietnam, and the Vietnamese hate it. It's like a parasite inside Vietnam, and they can't stand it being there. And, you know, Vietnam had its whole communist revolution in order to make a stronger government to be strong and stand against China. And BJ, Lyndon BJ, Lyndon Johnson, for those of you in Reed Rapids, Lyndon BJ was not all that, he was an idiot. He thought that the communists in Vietnam wanted to join the communists in China. No, there were communists in Vietnam to fight the communists in China. They're not Marxist communists in China. Even today, this actually came out to this day, this past week or so, someone was observing that the Chinese communism is not going toward Marxism. It's going back towards Imperial China Confucianism, dogma to Xi Jinping, not Marxist, you know, the masses fighting against the bourgeoisie, you know, the evil rich people. You know, that's not what they're fighting against in China. It's about loyalty to the state. It's about loyalty to Xi Jinping, which is the Confucianism thing. So you've got Confucian communism, not Marxist communism, Confucian communism in China. And the Vietnamese don't want that. They don't want anything to do with that. You know, there was this idea that, closing thought here, there was this idea in America that if we do business with the Chinese, they'll stop being evil. Look, Thomas Jefferson said the same thing about the Muslims in his day, because the Muslims kept raiding our merchant ships. And so Thomas Jefferson went to Tripoli to talk to them and said, OK, let's make friends and be business. He goes, we're not gonna make friends with you. We're going to kill you all because you're infidels, because you're not Muslim. Thomas Jefferson is like, say what? Like, yeah, you're infidels. All of you should die. So Thomas Jefferson came back and he said, we need a navy. And so, you know, doing business. I don't know why those idiots thought that doing, maybe they're compromisers, they're feckless, they're wimps, maybe. They want to think everything's going to be okay and there's no problems anywhere in the world. Totally, they probably don't know what systemic poverty is. They probably think I was just blowing smoke yesterday. Everything's going to be okay. Let's just do business with China and they'll become wonderful because business is our God. Right. If you want to do business with a country to make it better, they can't be Confucian. And Vietnam is not Confucian. They hate Confucianism. It's a very open, happy, confident, not easily offended, tough, can suck it up, really tough, leathery, happy-go-lucky culture, Vietnam. And doing business with them will help improve them because their problem is not Confucius. Their problem, Vietnam's problem, is that they're beat down by systemic poverty caused by Lyndon B.J.'s war, the Vietnam War. Well, in Vietnam, they call it the American War. It's all about perspective. So, Vietnam, just like India, Vietnam's a big country globally, like on the map. It has a lot of real estate. They have a lot of beachfront property. If they want to launch ships and do beachfront real estate for their military, they can. Thailand, they're kind of landlocked. They don't have much beachfront real estate because Vietnam's hogging it all, kind of, you know, like on the map. Vietnam's strong, man. They can do shipping. They've got trains. It's tall. It's a tall, long country. It's really tall. But between Vietnam and China is a bunch of jungle and a bunch of mountains. Jungle is hard to fight a war in. Mountains are hard to fight a war in. Jungle mountains are really, really hard to fight a war in. China's got its work cut out for it if it wants to dominate everything. Because if China starts dominating these other islands and land around them too much, it's going to rouse India. And sailing around from India up around to China, you got to go past Vietnam. That's why the French and them and Japanese also tried to control Vietnam, because it's a great shipping station. When you're shipping through from the Pacific to the Indian Ocean up there in Southeast Asia, stopping in by Vietnam is a great place. The Vietnam's not going to have it. China is not as big and bad as they think they are. Their friend is Russia to the north, and that's it. They got all these little tiny baby countries that they're getting in debt and controlling who secretly hate them. That's not going to help them. Russia is not going to come to China's aid with India and Vietnam up against them, because Russia doesn't have any Russia real estate ports in the Indian or Pacific Ocean in that area in Southeast Asia. So India is equal in size to China with a happier, stronger population. They're actually doing real business and innovation. And they've got a friend, Vietnam, that's very strong and formidable and has an axe to grind for 2,000 years. Do not think that China is the biggest and the baddest. Love you. See you next week.